Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Pneumatics Company Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Manu. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, I welcome you all to 4Q FY25 post-result earnings call of Kirloskar Pneumatics Company Limited. To discuss the results, we have the senior management team of the company represented by Mr. K. Srinivasan, Managing Director of the company, Mr. Ramesh Birashtar, CFO of the company. I would hand over the call to Mr. K. Srinivasan for his opening remark, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, so good evening to all of you. Let me start by wishing you all well on the occasion of the various New Years we celebrated last week: Bengali, Punjabi, Assamese, Odia, Malayali, and Tamil New Year. I also take a moment to pause on a mark of respect in memory of the 26 innocents who lost their life yesterday. Let's continue with the call. Before proceeding with business update, I will ask Mr. Jitendra Shah, our Company Secretary, to read out the disclaimer statement. Jitendra, please.
Thank you, sir. The presentation uploaded on the website of the company and discussion on the financial results during the earnings call may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures which are taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Thanks, Jitendra. Now I'll proceed with the business updates. The financial year FY25 was as near to plan as one could get. We achieved both the top line and bottom line plan in spite of the various uncertainties, thanks to the robust business model that allows for the various sectors and markets to compensate for each other. Domestic market was strong in food, dairy, pharma, fertilizer, and chemicals, and in some sectors of general engineering. Growth in oil and gas sector, as well as all the new energy sectors, was patchy. Our targeted and modest export aspiration was more than met with export at 124 crore, which is roughly about 7% of sales. New product sales of Tefkat Lipuka, centrifugal compressors, Tioni screw compressors, Kelana boosters, Jarilo biogas compressors, and Aria low-cost air compressors all picked traction. With record filing of and award of 41 IPs during the year, the company is accelerating in creating a more winning solution for its customers. Order booking remains strong, providing clear visibility for continued growth in FY26. I do understand that there are some concerns expressed about order booking, and I will address them later. Sales for the year was rupees 1,629 crore as against 1,323 crore of the previous year, a growth of 23%. Growth came predominantly from the domestic market. Exports too grew and grew by 80% from the very modest 69 crore of the previous year. We produced over 3,500 compressors during the year, and this is a new record. Order booking was strong, and this leaves us with an order book as we start the year of 1,624 crore, as compared to 1,425 crore of the last year. This increase of 12% may be appearing less than our projected sales growth of at least 20%. But considering the fact that our average execution cycle as a whole has come down, primarily because our switch between equipment sales and package sales has changed 60/40 in a positive direction. Consequently, this order book does represent adequate order backlog for meeting our growth aspirations. Also, the inquiry pipeline and the orders in hand would allow us to meet the planned growth not only of F26, but also going forward. We are continuing in our effort to build in-house manufacturing capabilities, both at Nashik and at Chatsworth. Towards this, facilities to manufacture the Tai Chi range of semi-hermetic compressors and the lost foam casting, LFC range of cast iron, SG iron and steel castings for our compressor parts have been commissioned. CapEx execution for the year was near 100 crores. The acquisition of the 55.26% stake in Systems and Component India Private Limited during the year allows the company to scale up its business in the pharma, chemical and dairy sectors. These are early days. We did have only a quarter and a few days for this company to be brought into our fold. There is strong work in progress to ensure that we have a significant jump in the top and bottom line during the next year. The net working capital at 272 crores as against 300 crores, a decrease of about 28 crores over the beginning of the year. This is about 15% of the sale and is in line with our planned objective. Free cash generation from operation was strong at 280 crores, supporting an enhanced dividend to commemorate the 50th AGM of the company. There is a bit of an explanation that would be required to say why 50th AGM is quite different from our 60th, 74th year of operation that I think most of you would know. Now let's discuss about our various product lines. Air compressors. The air compressor business ended the year on a strong note with record dispatches of the TETCAT Lipuka centrifugal compressors. The sale of large reciprocating compressor packages to the fertilizer and chemical plants added to the sales growth. Overall order intake was strong, indicating a clear growth in market share. The air compressor business continues to be 20% of our overall sales. Refrigeration compressor system and compressor systems. This clearly was the star of the year as the refrigeration compression segment grew strongly on the back of cold chains and ice plants, dairy industry, food processing, pharma, chemicals and fertilizer industries. This more than compensated for the marginal decline in the growth of the gas business. Bringing of systems and components into our fold further enhanced our offering to the growing market. Process gas compression systems. The process gas space continues to throw up new opportunities and challenges. While the sale of gas packages was slow and steady, the sale of CNG packages and Kalana booster for gas distribution was in fits and bursts. We had periods of good order inflow, bad execution and vice versa. We continue to see a decline in commissioning of mother stations and a preference to put up daughter stations. This is clearly to comply with the coverage commitments that the gas companies have made, and this is not a good sign for us. This is the booster compressor is a marginal business and we are reluctant to pick up more orders beyond a point. However, the new energy business, both in hydrogen and biogas, are growing, but it is yet to pick up significantly in terms of execution. Sale of CNG packages to the MENA region is scaling up, and this seems to be a new area of growth as countries in this area find it the quickest way to get energy to meet their growing economies. We continue to operate and maintain near 1,000 odd filling stations across 15 states and the O&M business remains strong and growing. Outlook for F26. The economic outlook continues to be uncertain, less so in India. The general slowdown across geographies does have a sobering impact on all new projects and investments. Yet in all this, we seem to be in a sweet spot with several things going in our favor. We have a slew of launches, mostly replacing imports. We have good products addressing the growing market segments like dairy, pharma, chemicals. and more in-house manufacturing that is being continuously being set up, reducing both our costs and shortening deliveries. The strong engineering capabilities to build customer solutions for very many applications and industries helps us to meet the growing customized requirements of various customers. A large value of active quotes and proposal out there, as well as the highest ever order book at the beginning of the year, bode well to meet our growing aspirations. We are quite confident of reaching our first milestone of being above 2,000 crores during this year. Now I will request Ramesh Birazar, our CFO, to take you through the financial aspects. Ramesh?
Yes, thank you. Good evening. The presentation highlighting the trends observed in the Q4 as well as FY25 results is now available on the company's website. You can find it in the investor relations section. Additionally, we have released the financial result on the BSE and NSE websites following the conclusion of the board meeting held today. These filings contain detailed information about the company's performance. Before discussing the specifics of our financial performance, let me first highlight some of the year's significant achievement. The company recorded new order booking exceeding ₹1,860 crore during FY25. This is highest order gaining in the history of the company. The sales of ₹1,629 crore, witnessing the growth by 23% over the last year. Export sales gone up from 69 crores in FY24 to 124 crore in FY25. PBT, that is profit before tax, showed a growth by 58% to the tune of 281 crores. Reaffirmed AA- credit rating by CRISIL with positive outlook. Dividend at the rate of 500% for FY25, which is the highest in any financial year. Completed one acquisition successfully in FY25, and as our commitment to ESG, all our three factories have started using the solar energy to the extent of 30% of the total consumption. Now I will run through to the business result for Q4 and the year ended on 31st March 2025. Sales for Q4 FY25 were at 583 crores against 490 crores of Q4 FY24. The sales for Q4 also showed a growth by 19% over the previous year Q4 FY24. Other income for Q4 is almost same for the both years, ₹5.57 crore in FY25 against ₹5.95 crore in FY24. The total income for Q4 FY25 was at ₹588 crore compared to ₹496 crore in the previous year. There is a minor change in the percentage of raw material to sales for Q4 FY25 compared to Q4 FY24. 136% in Q4 FY25 against 56.21% in Q4 FY24. However, the YTD percentage of raw material to sales has improved by 1.1% in FY25 due to better product mix, better selection of orders, execution of the large packages, and export sales. The staff cost stands at ₹45.52 crore in Q4 FY25, that is 7.75% of the total income, against ₹37.88 crore in Q4 FY24, again the same percentage, 7.74% of the total income. YTD employee related cost stand at 177 crore, that is 10.72% of total income, against ₹164 crore, that is 12.21% of the total income in FY24. Lower depreciation is in FY25 compared to FY24 is due to the impairment of road level assets in FY24, reduction in depreciation of the lease assets, which are fully depreciated now. YTD other expenses are mix of fixed and variable costs and are at ₹302 crores in FY25 against rupees 244 crore in previous year. Increase in these expenses are mainly surge in execution of packages, higher export sales, enhanced level of service business, and expanding activities in our Nashik plant. The year-to-date performance for the year shows an improvement in the EBITDA margin, reaching 19% of total income to rupees 313 crore compared to 16.5% of total income to rupees 222 crore in the previous year. In the ongoing fiscal year, the year-to-date profit before tax, that is PBT, has reached rupees 281 crore, constituting 17% of total income against 13.25% to 178 crore in FY24. Net profit after tax for the current fiscal year is rupees 211 crore, that is 12.8% of total income. In comparison to previous years, rupees 133 crore, that is 9.9% of the total income. Company has maintained status as a debt-free company, and I would like to state that company still has net cash position of rupees 330 crore plus as on 1st April 2025. The company issued 1,24,300 equity shares during the year FY25. Last year, 1,38,400 equity shares under its stock option, employee stock option program. As a result, the paid-up share capital increased to rupees 12.98 crore compared to rupees 12.95 at the beginning of the year. YTD earning per share in the current year has shown growth by 58%, reaching to rupees 32.50 per share, while rupees 20.60 per share was at the previous year FY24. In line with our dividend policy, the board of directors has approved a final dividend at the rate of 325% on face value of rupees 2, that is 6 rupees 50 paise per share. This is in addition to interim dividend at the rate of 175%, that is 3 rupees 50 paise per share. So the total dividend for FY25 is 500%, that is rupees 10, which is the highest in the history of the company. With about 94% of the total revenue coming from the compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment. The segment earned profit of about 21.71% in the current year, higher than the previous year when it was 19.8%. The compression segment is consistently sustaining the profitability within the range of 18 to 20% and which is directionally will maintain in that range. As of 1st April 2025, the order book amounted to rupees 1,624 crore. Unallocable assets are included the corporate assets and assets of transmission business and the Nashik plants to the tune of 763 crore. As you may know, the company recently acquired the System and Component India Private Limited, situated in the village Patgaon near Murbad, Maharashtra. Following this acquisition, company has published its consolidated income statement along with the balance sheet from the date of acquisition, that is 4th December 24 to 31st March 25, reflecting the financials of both entities. Comparable details of consolidated business will be provided after completion of a full reporting cycle of 1 year. Now, this forum is open for the questions from our investors.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Congratulations teams for the strong set of numbers. My first question is, sir, you highlighted about the air compression, very strong growth, and Tescot Ketley Poka received a phenomenal response. Wanted to understand what was the absolute contribution or value from Tescot Ketley Poka and how it has grown versus last year. And second thing is, any top two, three industries where you highlight, definitely you highlighted few sectors, any top two, three sectors where the Tescot Ketley Poka is receiving strong response? And you highlighted about the market share gain. So any sense whether we gained, to what extent we have gained the market share versus the competition?
The ACD business itself is a pretty small business. It's only 20% of the company's total sales. Tescot Ketley Poka centrifugal compressors now account almost about 15 to 18% of the ACD business. So that's a big growth that we are seeing. This was not a product line 3 years back. So that's a big jump. So in terms of multiples, it's growing many times every year. So we'll have to see how big it can be. Like we said in the beginning, it can be anywhere between a 300 to 500 crore opportunity in 3 to 5 years. We are the only people who make the entire centrifugal compressor in India, and that gives us a huge advantage. In terms of industries where this is being accepted, metal, all kinds of metal, carbon black, cement, so these are some of the big industries that are buying, material conveying industries like power plants, etc., conveying coal and all. So these are broadly, wherever large volume of air is being used at moderate pressure, this is picked up. And this is a very popular product now. We hope to see much bigger traction going forward.
Sure. Now coming to the gas segment, you highlighted that the oil and gas remains patchy. So any ballpark you want, are we expecting that the package orders will moderate? And any color you want to give, what was the contribution from package and CNG this year and how it will shape next year?
See, we have the package business is about half of our process gas business. The other half comes from the gas distribution, which is the CNG packages at the petrol stations and the boosters, as well as in the O&M, maintenance and operations of all these stations. It's about half and half, very roughly. And the package business is okay. It's not as patchy as the CNG station and the installation of the booster packages. There, orders are coming in. The installation is at a muted on and off. There's some urgency sometimes, and then they say, no, the sites are not ready. So it's going a little up and down. The PNRG's approval of 18,000 stations, out of that, they're supposed to about 2,000 odd stations every year. I think if you look at most of their numbers that they're putting out, they're still calling out somewhere between 1,500 to 1,800 stations is what they're looking to put out. Unfortunately, a significant number of them end up being booster stations. That is where the whole story changes completely.
So, lastly, on the order intake, if I can see roughly about 1,860 crore versus 1,770 crore, so just 3-4% growth this year in order inflow. So is it a right read-through that this includes now the package orders might have increased, and as you highlighted that the duration has gone up, or can we understand that there was some slowdown in receiving the inflows?
No, I think there is some error there. The order, full year order pickup was up by 23%. We were some 1460 odd numbers. I'm now giving you a number without, it could be 1465, 62, whatever it is. And this year it's about 1800 something. So it was up by almost 23% for the full year order booking. Now the opening order bank as we start the year is 12% higher than the opening order bank that we started the previous year with. So booking for the year was 23% up. Our execution obviously was much faster, quicker during the year, and I give an explanation for that, that we are having now a significant change in the breakup between equipment as a part of the total sale versus packages as a part of the total sale. As we go more towards equipment as a part of the total sale, the execution cycle shortens. So we have now actually moved down on an average the execution cycle from about 7 months to about 5 months. So that means the order bank will automatically be lower.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shubham Sehgal from Simple. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so my question, first question was on the process gas segment. I mean, yeah, you mentioned that, you know, like the slowdown is still very apparent and like the stations are not coming up and we're supplying the, like the daughter packages or the boosters. But do we see any improvement coming up in this year? Like will we start to supply the mother packages or how do you foresee? And another one thing on our process gas segment, I think like Reliance has planned 500 compressed biogas plants, like to plant them. And I think one of the plants showed some progress like earlier last month. So like did we supply our compressor there and like do we have any outlook on this?
Yeah. So first let me answer the gas distribution business, which is really the mother station and the daughter station. This business is not something that's going away. There is a slowdown, but this goes up and down with the availability of gas and the pricing of gas that is available. So the plan to have overall in the country more than 96% of the geography covered by city gas, and as by corollary, you need to have also the, along with that, the gas distribution for the industries and automobiles. So this is both goes together, otherwise they won't be able to make money. 18,000 stations have to come up, and I think they still have to do something like about 12 to 14,000 stations. The exact numbers would be difficult to tell at the moment. So this keeps coming up. So it's not going away, and we are still a very, very strong player in it. We continue to manage and run over 1,000 stations across the country. So that's on the PGS gas system. Now coming to the biogas business, yes, Reliance had announced 500 biogas plants. There is an overall Government of India scheme saying that there will be 5,000 biogas plants across the country in 5 years. We have several products for this. We have the Jarulo range of compressors which can take biogas as it is generated from 0.5 bar and take it up to 250 bar to fill cascades or to fill into vehicles directly. Or we can even compress it and put it into pipelines for conveying to various places. Now, Reliance project, we are an approved supplier of compressors. So there is a move by Reliance. Earlier they were offering the complete package as an order out to a person who will set up the plant for generating biogas, for compressing it, and to bottle it. Today they seem to be convinced that the equipment can be directly ordered on reputed manufacturers like Lusker. So we expect more orders to come directly from Reliance, and we are an approved supplier to Reliance for both the low pressure and the high pressure gas. We expect the biogas business would scale up, but it is not scaling up as fast as everybody would expect it to happen. And we had explained this reason earlier also. This slowdown is not because of intent, it is because of the science of generating continuous biogas from a variable bio source and still delivering the kind of requirement of gas that is stipulated. That is where the challenge is, and I think they will lick this.
Okay, all right. And on margin expansion, so I mean like the initiatives we have been taking, like our fabrication plant and other backward integration we are doing, so can we expect margins to, like can we do over 20% in FY26 or it will take time to gradually reach there, or we can maybe like out to 20%, like how is your outlook on margins?
See, on the EBITDA margin, I think we have said directionally the company will move towards 20. We are already something like about 19%. The compression segment margin we said will be about 20. We are already at 21.7%. So we have moved directionally. Now, Ramesh had explained several times that there is a trade-off between margin and volume. So we have to keep that in mind that we would like to get a 20% top-line growth continuously, and we would use margins prudently to trade off to see that the volume of top-line does not diminish. Most of the businesses we work with are government-related, and they're all tender-based, and we would like to stay very competitive. So the in-house manufacturing gives us the capability to be cost-competitive and allow us to work for customers who still buy on L1 but still also make reasonable margins as we go forward.
Okay, yeah, that seems fair. Just my last question. So I think last quarter we had mentioned that we recorded like around 130 crore revenue for Tezkar Tipoca, like for the whole 9 months. So I mean, if you can provide the number for it for the full year, and do we have other compressors which are kind of like crossing the 100 crore mark, and any other compressor other than Tezkar Tipoca that we are betting on, and like we have very high hopes that it could reach good scale?
Tezkar Tipoca has not crossed 100 crore this year. We are still working to cross 100 crore during the current year. We are booking orders, and we expect to cross 100 crore during the current year. At the moment, it is not 100 crore. It's significantly lower than that. But we are booking orders and scaling up. As far as the question of which are the compressor packages where we do more than 100 crores, the KC series of compressors, which is really an ammonia reciprocating compressors, has been well above 100 crores for many years now, and it continues to be the largest selling reciprocating compressor for with ammonia, which is a natural refrigerant used in cold chain rice plants across the country, with a dominant position. And all the CNG compressors, also the KG series of compressors, also have been over 100 crores for many years now.
Okay, got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on, ladies and gentlemen, please restrict yourself to 2 questions per participant, as there are several participants. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Bendre from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know your input on the order inflow for the full year. Will be able to see a 20% kind of growth in order inflow as well?
If you see the order receipt in the year FY25, we got almost 1,860 crore plus. And this is the highest order booking in any financial year. And in terms of the sales also, this is the highest sales ever in the company. Going forward, which is switched from the packages to equipment, where the cycle time for the production and sales is lower, and that is a giving benefit to achieve our aspiration sales.
Okay, so we have not witnessed any order inflow slackness in the current quarter at least.
No, there are many orders. There are inquiries also. We are working on that. And on that basis, we are saying that we'll achieve the aspiration sales of 2,000 crore plus.
So I think since there are quite a few questions on order book and order backlog, let me explain like this. We have said in the beginning that our business modeling of working on different segments and markets allows us the comfort of managing order inflow, obviously trading off some margin, between various segments. If the gas distribution segment sees a slowdown, we can pick up traction in the segment which is the refrigeration segment, which also offers us opportunities both in commercial and industrial. We do more on the commercial side as an optional thing where we can pick up more orders. So overall, our position has been relatively the same. We've been saying that we will meet the 20% growth. Our order intake supports this aspiration, and there is patchy slowdown and patchy good things also happening. The refrigeration part, which really runs into food processing, dairy, these are all doing exceptionally well. For pharma, fertilizers, chemicals, all of them are doing exceptionally well. So on the whole, our order intake is adequate to meet our growth aspiration. That's the sum and substance that we would like to leave with you.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks. Thanks, Mash.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please restrict yourself to two questions only. If you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Manoj Bahedi from Carillion Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, sorry. A reminder to all participants to restrict yourself to only two questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin. We have our next question from the line of Manoj Bahedi from Carillion Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Manoj?
Manoj, are you there?
Hello, yeah, I'm audible.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I mean, specifically when I see, I mean, 83 crore of PAT this quarter, I mean, the number when we started the journey in 2022, this was a full year PAT. So kudos to the team for that. And previous, the full year PAT has come in a single quarter. Definitely there has been a progression which has happened. Largely, sir, wanted to understand on the order booking side. I mean, when I see the order book for this particular quarter now stands at 1635 crores. And you are also mentioning that 2000 crores kind of a visibility. You are still looking. So just wanted to get a sense, and you know, execution cycle, when you say the execution cycle has come down, but how can there be a change just in a single quarter that last quarter we were still looking at an order book to build sufficient enough for us to have the 2000 crores. And now there is a change in that. So if you can provide some clarity around that, some color as to, you know, what is the equipment order intake for this particular year, equipment order intake and project order intake out of the 1860 crores of order inflow. And also on the last year basis, that will be really helpful.
I think we have gone through this, and I'll repeat again. Our order booking for the year was 23% higher than the previous year. Our order backlog as we start the year, as we call it, the order bank for execution during the year, is 12% higher than the last year. So these are the two criteria benchmarks that you have to look at. Will a 12% higher order bank allow us to deliver 20% growth in the top line is the question that is to be answered. We believe we can for two reasons. One is, compared to the last year, this year we will have a even higher execution of equipment compared to packages. So we expect to execute more of the orders that we booked this year quite quickly. Consequently, we still are confident that we will deliver the 20% plus growth that we are planning for the year. Now, we will have to deliver quarter on quarter, and as we go forward, we will be able to convince everybody that this is possible. Our modeling shows that we are booking enough orders. As of now, I'm busy for the first quarter. I'm quite busy for the package orders for the full year. We still have to see that the order traction is good, and we believe it is good to complete the numbers that we have put out. We will talk about it every quarter.
Sure, understood. How much would be the equipment order booking for this particular financial year out of 1860 crores?
No, the equipment orders get booked and executed during the same year. Out of the 1,465 crores of order banks that we start with, only about 400 odd crores would be equipment. More than 1,000 crores would be the packages. So we're quite on about 1,000 crores. I won't say exactly. Packages and maybe the AMCs are there. So we should be okay. That is our estimation is that we have enough orders to do the numbers.
Sure. And second question was just on the test cap flow compressor. I mean, over here, the business has done well for us over the last 3 years. Now close to 4 to 5% of our business is coming from this particular category. Just wanted to understand, and we are also getting market share. Just wanted to understand the differentiation here, and you know, what is the product differentiation from a competition perspective or from an offering perspective. If you can throw some color over there, that will be really helpful. And how should one see this particular number building in over the last 3 years?
The centrifugal compressor business in India is roughly about 300 crores. We expect it to be about 500 crores in the next 2 to 3 years. Current customers, manufacturers who deliver these compressors are almost all imported. Some of them would be 100% imported. Some of them who have the air ends and significant parts imported and just put together in India. In any case, they are significantly import dependent. They are expensive. and they are all based on supply chains which are anywhere between 7,000 kilometers and above. Parts could come from China, parts could come from Europe, parts could come from the US. The compressor that we make is designed by us, manufactured entirely in a supply chain within 200 kilometers. I have three factories within which we do this. And whatever we have delivered has been the delivering the lowest cost of utilization or lowest lifetime cost of usage, as we believe. Initially, it is just a demonstration. As customers buy and use it, the repeat orders demonstrate that they find that it is far superior to anything that they've experienced so far. It's economical, it's efficient.
Sure. Yeah, that's it from us.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashish Kumar from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, you have already given guidance of 2,000 crores for next year. My question is more of a medium term, like beyond FY26, do we see this 20% kind of revenue growth sustaining? And my second question is this change in this order book mix. Do you think it is structural and what does it mean for our margins from a medium term perspective?
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, coming to the medium-term perspective, we have been saying that we are in an industry where delivering a 20% sustained growth over a longish period of time is possible. We are at a very early stage of this growth curve. We can deliver it. So what are the enablers that will give us the confidence that we can do it? One is our current market share. If you look at air compressors, we are now somewhere moving between 5 to 7%. If you look at our market share as a country in the refrigeration business, what compressors are made in India and the product addressed through the Indian manufacturer is very, very small. India is still the largest importer of compressors. If you look at the gas business, we are probably the only one who does most of the packaging and the work within India. And also we have the distribution compressors that we build ourselves 100%. So there are a lot of things going in our favor. Our modeling is done in such a way that we increasingly do more and more manufacture within the country, which allows us two things. One is it allows us the speed of execution. Second is it allows us customization to meet specific requirements of customers. Third is it allows us to be cost competitive. With all this, we have a huge opportunity out there. We are a small, small player in a huge developing market, predominantly served with imported inputs. The market itself is India, and I see this 20% growth for a significant period of time is a definite possibility. Now, what are the things we are doing to give us the right to play there? One, our R&D investment of trying to put in enough number of IPs is one big investment to build the capability. Two, we are setting up manufacturing, and these are not traditional old manufacturing. And we do have a casting plant that has been running for 60 years. But the new casting plant that we set up could be a lost foam casting, which is probably there may be two or three plants in India of such type. And even that, what we do is even more special. It's hydrocarbon free. It's got so many other features that make it even more competitive and even more environmentally friendly. So all we're trying to do is build capabilities that will allow us to deliver this 20% growth in an opportunity that is already there. We're not creating that opportunity. That's why we are not so worried about markets slowing down, going up, etc. Because our share of the total market even today is so small that even if the market doesn't grow and stays where it is for 1 year or 2 years, I still can continue to grow.
Okay, understood. Comment on the margins.
Yeah, so margins we keep saying, and Ramesh explained it best, capability to deliver superior margins exists, but depending on market conditions, we are willing to trade off margins for growth. So all we keep saying is directionally, company's margin will be about 20% EBITDA, and the compression segment already 21 plus, we'll keep it around 21, 22, but we will focus on getting scale and volume.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mohit Jain from Chris PMS. PMS, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. My questions have been answered. You can move on to the next.
Thank you, Mohit.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monash Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations. That's extremely amazing execution from your team. Very well done. My first question is, which are these new products that we expect to roll out in the next 1 year or so, and where we expect some good response and, good order bookings?
Okay. So thanks for this question, because it's a nice subject to me to explain. See, if you look at a capital goods product that we bring to the market, generally our experience has been, first is a product acceptance, second is product scale-up. So there are two parts to it. We need to get about 10% market before it starts scaling up. Tesco at Lipoca took 2 years for it to get accepted by the market, and then the rapid scale-up starts. And then you really get to a cascading effect that customers buy and experience it. We had a similar experience in Kione with the variant that we thought we can sell a bare shaft compressor, and eventually we realized for 2 years the sales was just so lukewarm that we shifted to packaging it, and suddenly now it is picked up very well. So I'll come and tell you what are the products that will scale up. Our definition of a new product is product launched within the last 3 years. So the Tesco at Lipoca will scale up remarkably. The Kione packages will scale up. And here we have an outlet further added to our chain by having systems and components and one more potential customer internally. Then we have the products like the Yarilo, which is announced. So that is another thing. The new product that we're hitting the market with this year is the Taichi. Now, Taichi is a semi-hermetic compressor, probably the only semi-hermetic compressor made in India. Today, over 1,000 semi-hermetic compressors are being imported, primarily from Germany, Italy, and a little bit from China as well. These are technically a superior product. The Taichi would be comparable or better than what they get from imports, and obviously significantly competitive, better priced than the imported German or the Italian machines. Over 1,000 compressors come into this country. Now, depends on how we position. Do we want to sell them as bare compressors, or do we want to package them and offer it as a customer solution? This is something that we will learn as we go forward. Initially, our interest would be to just sell the compressor. Then it is a me-too product against an import. But if you package it and offer, then you end up partly competing with your own OEs. So there will be a mix. Our learning from the Kione has been that you have to go through this in a mixed way. We will do that. There are several other products, but a couple of them are not even announced. So I would wait till they are launched before I make the announcement. Like I said, 41 IPs, both granted and filed, is an indication that there's a lot many good things in the pipeline coming out.
Right, sir. And this Taichi, just a follow-up question, will go into which end-user industries? Is it refrigeration?
Yeah, it is refrigeration. So all commercial refrigeration, starting from cold chains, the cold boxes, cold rooms in restaurants and other storage areas. It could be very, very small ones as well. So quite a few small things. We are not made the smaller ones yet, which can go into a reefer, containers, milk delivery vans, etc. But they are all in the pipeline. There are quite a few things. Happy things will come.
Right, sir. And secondly, sir, you said the refrigeration side of the business is very largely dominated by imports. So can you give a number to it, as in how much percent of this market is currently catered by imports?
So almost all, 100% all the compressors are imported. So that's the first thing. Now, what is the market? Is it only the compressor or the compression system? Because there is a condenser, there is a fan, there is the whole packaging that has to be done before it becomes a working tool. Now, eventually that part of the work is partly being done in India with imported parts. At which part would we play is the question. So we generally tend to give packages, which is not just a bare compressor, but the condenser, the air handling system, the cooler, the whole thing combined. So if you cut it at different places, the market could be anywhere between 3,000 crores plus.
Got it, sir. Got it. And then lastly, is it fair to assume that the equipment versus package ratio in our order book will be now something like 60-40, which was vice versa before?
Yes, that's the way we are. Some months plus minus, but directionally we are 60-40 equipment favored.
And equipment is a 5-month processing sort of time?
Equipment is about 16 weeks on an average.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Bharat Shah from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi Srinivasan.
Bharat Bhai, good evening.
Good evening to you. Just one question. We are a 65-year-old company now, almost. And if you look at it, say even 5 years back, we were just about half the turnover that we have just achieved in the year gone by. Therefore, for longish period of time, we have kind of lived modestly. But clearly in last 5 years, things seem to have improved and accelerated, even if it is on a very low base. But things have definitely improved and moved at a faster clip. And there is a greater ambition to grow. There is a greater desire to engage with the outside world and achieve exports and explore more areas where we can find our feet. And clearly our profitability also has improved. So what I wanted to understand is how much of these improvement, both in the top line growth, margin improvement, the overall character of the business in terms of capital efficiency, how much of these improvement in last 5 years is because of internal resolve and energizing and engagement, and how much it has improved due to the external opportunity becoming more favorable?
Thank you for a very good analysis, and I must explain this in two parts. First part is the environment in which we are currently operating is hugely supporting growth compared to what we were earlier. I think that's the first thing. So credit should go to the external environment and opportunities that is now available for the company to grow, which is significantly more, significantly bigger than what it was earlier. That's the first thing. The second half of the growth is the ability of the team to address those opportunities and accept those new challenges that have come up. There it has been a question of building capabilities, be it in the design, engineering, R&D sector, be it in a conscious decision to be, not in line with the traditional process of saying that everything should be outsourced, we do only minimum in-house, etc. We have gone exactly the opposite of what most common manufacturing companies have done. We have in-housed a lot of things. We have consciously decided to go more deeper into manufacturing, which means we have looked back and said which are those things that we and many companies did do in-house but gave away over a period of time. Get back to very basic things like forging, fabrication, casting, and say, with the science, with the technology that is currently available, is this still the right solution to get it done by small scalers who are outside there doing it with very old techniques and methods, etc.? So here is something I would say, learning from the Chinese model, scale, competence, building the new signs around old processes and seeing how we can build products more efficiently. So that's a capability building exercise. The strategic call that all of us collectively take and do is to ensure that the business modeling is done with three tiers of aspiration. One is growth is paramount. We need to grow because the market is there, opportunity is there. Second is it has to be profitable growth. The third one is it should be cash accretive. We should then generate enough free cash, and that should fund all our aspirations. So everything has been structured in a way, choice of markets, choice of mix between opportunities to take call to say whether we should get into exports early enough or choose the markets we export. So all that has come out of a business modeling exercise that we have done to say that we are relatively agnostic to market variation. That's what I've been explaining. Look, we're not too worried when there is a big tariff war out there. We're not too worried when there is a bit of a slowdown out there. Because in most cases, we have chosen segments and markets in a way that there is enough headroom for us to meet our current growth aspirations for quite some time. So that's the way we have modeled it. And we're quite confident that we will be able to live up to the expectations of investors and not disappoint them for quite some period of time.
Now, I know that, Srinivasan, that you are a humble man and you do not want to draw light to yourself. But how much, really speaking, the noticeable improvement in last few years would you attribute to the energy within and how much to the opportunity outside? I mean, is it 50-50, 70-30, 80-20 to internal and external? What would be your, I know it's a bit of a random question, but I'd be very keen to understand your mind because your internal energy of organization is something which is more durable. External opportunity, of course, has to be there in order to gain an upper end, but it is still so small in terms of the size of the business that clearly that opportunity, I think, existed earlier as well.
So, Bharatbhai, let me answer like this. I think quite a few investors visited our plant sometime in March. So I don't know how many yet have been there. What I would say is it is a little bit of a judgmental question for me to answer. I think there is the energy in-house is measured by, let's say, the IP creations, measured by the employee engagement scores, which is an industry standard today, measured by my attrition rate being single digit among the lowest in industries of this type. So the engagement and the capabilities building that has happened is huge. So I would really leave it for time and judgment to see how we are able to deliver on a sustained basis, because that's a very subjective question and difficult to answer. All I would say is there is opportunity out there, there is capability in-house, and I think both of them work beautifully together.
Bharatbhai, I will add one more sentence, because he's sitting in front of me and I am also here part of this growth story of the company. One leadership factor is also driving the company from 800 crores to 1,600 crores. Because bringing the new product, bringing the manufacturing capability, driving for the new growth opportunities, sustaining all these things, it is of course it is a direction of intelligence. And direction of intelligence is coming from the leadership, both at MD level and both at chairman level also.
Sure. Now, as I said, I know Srinivasan is a humble man, so he will not like to attribute much light to himself, but you have answered. Thank you. One last thing, Srinivasan. From 1,600 odd crore that we are today, and given the large size of opportunity and our desire to seize that opportunity and give a good account of ourselves, in 5 years' time, will we be 4,000 crore, 4,500 crore or 5,000 crore kind of a business? If we grow at 20%, we will be 4,000 crore. If we grow at 23%, we'll be 5,000 crore. So where do you think we are likely to be?
Let me answer this question in two parts. I think this 20% year on year is directionally doable with the capability and the market opportunity. Obviously, we don't factor in inorganics too much because it happens as it happens and we are a value buyer. So I think while growth is an aspiration that we continuously work on as one of our prime objectives, we will not buy growth. So that is one important thing that we all inculcating in ourselves, saying that we will not buy growth, because there is a lot of opportunities which are tempting, but it is not the price, or it doesn't bring the capability that the company is looking for. So let's take it, modest 4,000 is a good number to look at. We can go much bigger if the inorganic opportunities fructify. We don't talk about it, but we keep looking, which is appropriate for us.
Fantastic. All the very best in your research.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bharat.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vedant Sarda from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Can you please just give me the components of other expenses, which is at 244 crore for FY24 and 301 crore at FY25?
Yes, please. Just give a minute. We'll give you the numbers. Because the other ones are also semi-variable. It varies with the volume of our business. Ramesh will give you the exact items that go into it. You can take it as almost semi-variable, because there is a lot of things that is related to the volume of business. Let's say outsourcing our labor for all our O&M maintenance outside, all that comes under this, but we'll give you the headache.
But largely it is the IT addition plus the maintenance cost plus addition of the Nasik, power and fuel. And
outsourcing
is another part where it is mainly the contract costing, and of course it is the maintenance of the O&M business through the contractors. It is all inclusive of this.
Okay, so it would be driving according to the volumes.
Correct. Yes, it's a semi-variable. See, as the number of stations go up, you'll see this going up.
Our O&M business is growing, and at the same time our cost is also growing because it is completely outsourced.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhavan Shah from AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the order inflow. I think in the last con call, you mentioned that there is some green shoots only from the refrigeration side, while the air and gas business are witnessing slowdown. So I think that is visible in the current quarter order inflow as well, which is around 300 odd crore and down by 25% on YoY basis. So I just wanted to understand, you know, what gives you the confidence that for FY26 we can grow in terms of the order inflow by 20% odd?
I think we answered this, but I'll repeat again. So the order inflow, we should look at it not just only on the quarter, because one project order booking in a quarter would change the number, absolute number. But the composition of the order inflow gives us the confidence of what out of it. Almost 300, if you look at the total order book during the year of 1860, significant part actually got executed, which is unusual, which got executed also during the year, the equipment order, etc. So what we do expect going forward is there will be booking and execution during the same year, which has been much less during the previous year. So that's one first thing. We do have as an overall order for the year 23% higher booking compared to the previous year. There is a change in the mix between equipment and packages. That's the second step. Third is, even as we speak, the start of the year, we are starting with a 12% higher order bank compared to the previous year. So I think to get to about 20%, I would take it as, let's say, 12 plus 50% of it says 18% is a given. We're not expecting anything big when we say we'll do at least a 20% growth.
Understood, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kunal Seth from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I'm sorry if this question has already been answered. Just wanted to check, sir, we have seen, you know, meaningful improvement in margin over the last few years.
Would it be possible to list out key reasons that has been driving this margin and what part of these reasons are sustainable?
Okay. So the margin growth had multiple steps. The company's margin growth, we kept saying from day one that we'll take out decretive activities. We had transmission as some of the reason. We had the road railer business as one of the reasons. These have all been taken out. So on the company side, the margin moving us is driven largely by taking out the decretive activities. That has happened. On the positive side, we have a better product mix. We have a cost control coming out of in-house manufacturing, better design, better engineering, etc. All that combined has helped us. Is the market giving us better margin on the same product? No. It is a competitive market. But what is also happening is our ability to come up with the newer products which are less material intensive, more engineering intensive, allows us to improve. Ramesh explained that our material cost of sales is down this year by about 1.1-1.2%. That's an indication of a better product mix that allows us to make better margin. So all this combined thing adds up to take our margins up towards. That's why I said in the beginning, we'll take it directionally there, but we're not in a way saying that we will work only on margin and not to look at taking those L1 orders we still need to take to keep the growth going.
Got it, sir. That was very useful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the number. So sir, you already gave out the reason. I just missed that point. So you said that the CBG as a whole is getting implemented at a slower pace. So I just wanted to understand the reason for that and also wanted to understand, you know, the kind of competition that is there in that segment and what is the per CBG plant, what is the amount of our supply that can be there at a potential level. Thank you.
Okay. It's a good question. We have dealt with it in earlier call, but I'll deal with it once again as a subject. Compressed biogas, India's stated objective is to have this generated and one consumed locally, where it is filled into cascades. The second one is to mix it along with natural gas and consume it in the regular way, along with vehicle usage and other things, or city gas. And they want to say that the compressed biogas would be mixed with natural gas to the extent of about 6% going up to 15% max. So that is a stated objective. We are less than 2% or 1% at the moment. So there is a big plan out there for compressed biogas. And it sort of substitutes a significant amount of gas that is currently being imported. So there are multiple reasons to support this. The challenges today remain that as you set up these the biogas plants, generation of biogas is still a challenge because the bio source is still not a very stable source, except the red mart, which is from the sugar mills. All other bio sources, urban waste, spent wash, etc., are all sporadic. Agri-waste, all kinds of things are being tried and used. The generation of biogas in many of these projects have been significantly below their expected plan. Consequently, the challenge is now on the gas generation. Once gas is generated, we can help with compressors for cleaning it, either through wet scrubbing, with membrane, whatever it is, low-pressure gas compressors, high-pressure compressors. Compressor technology is available, proven, and available to us. It is also there with a few other imported compressor suppliers. But that is not the challenge today. The big challenge is the generation of stable, significant biogas. So that is why this is not scaling up. If you ask me, will it scale up very quickly? It will go through, again, that initial 10% story. If they crack the technology of getting stable biogas, compressing and distribution consumption is all proven processes. Are we positive about it? We are hugely positive. We have all the range of products for it. We are happily working with all the big companies which are working on this. And we are only hoping and praying that as they scale up, we will grow along with them. That's a short story.
Sure, sir. And so just the ticket size per plant, you know, ballpark number if possible.
Okay, sorry. So the plant size, depending on the kind of cleaning and capacity, whether it's a 5 TPR, 10 TPR, 25 TPR, whatever they have, the packages could vary somewhere between 13 lakhs to 2.5 crores.
Sure, so this is very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today, and I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay. So thank you all very much for accepting to be in this call. I think on an overall basis, my understanding is there is a bit of apprehension on the order intake. Let me assure you, that is not the key worry for us at the moment. We are quite well placed to deliver what we have promised. What we look ahead is to see that our execution cycles get even better with all the in-house manufacturing, new products hitting the market. We look forward to talking to all of you with a continuing good performance going forward. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.